Broadcasting live from atop the Rocky Mountains, the crossroads of the West. You are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
Happy to have you along, my fellow Americans. Sam Bushman, live on your radio. Hard-hitting news the networks refuse to use starts now. This, my fellow Americans, is the broadcast for, wow, it's already April 20th in the year of our Lord, 2015. This is our one of two, and our goal always to promote God, family, and country on your radio in the traditions of our founders. The goal, to protect life, liberty, and property. After all, if you don't do those things, what's the point of government, huh? We are not against government. We're not anti-government like our enemies would like to tell you. The truth is we believe in the proper role of limited government based on the supreme law of the land, the blueprint for liberty, the Constitution for the United States of America. We believe the checks and balances put in place by the founders are absolutely brilliant. We believe the federal government absolutely has a proper role. But it's limited in scope, folks, just as the founders. All right, well, first off, I'm going to introduce our guest, Lowell Nelson, campaignforliberty.org. Welcome back to Liberty Roundtable, sir.
Thank you for having me, gentlemen. Good to be here.
All right, first off, I do a recap of the previous show. So Friday's show, we had on our guest, Mr. Scott Bradley, to preservethenation.com. And I brought up this to Scott. I want to bring it up to you as well, Lowell. And it's kind of disappointing. Now that the first 100 days of the GOP-controlled Congress in the rearview mirror, what on earth have they really accomplished? Can you think of a lot they've accomplished in the first 100 days?
Not as a whole. I think some of the people in the House, they would say they passed a bill to repeal Obamacare again.
My response is, but you've done that 40 times, but you don't have the guts to defund it.
Exactly.
So, I mean, I appreciate it, but it's rhetoric. It's feel good. It's not real substantive change. It's not a new direction for the country. It's not a stop the spending or a change in direction in any way. It's merely a token. We've done this 40 times, but there's no results. We know that it'll be shut down in the Senate. We know even if it passed the Senate, it'll be shut down by the president. So unless you defund it where you have real control, it means nothing. It's almost, really, when you do this 40 times, it's almost a mockery.
Yeah, no question. Yeah, and, they've talked about giving more power to the president, unilateral trade authority. They've talked about giving more fast-track authority to additional nations. They've really continued to go the wrong direction, Sam, just as you and Scott have said.
All right, so my term for it is Operation the Great American Sellout is well underway.
Just
look, top lawmakers have reached a deal on legislation to grant Barack Obama fast-track trade authority. Now, when you make that bill a top priority for the president and for congressional Republicans, even though there's Democrats that are against it, what you basically do, as far as I can tell, Lowell, is you say, you know, all the other stuff we disagree with Obama on, we're going to say it's not as important as this. And what you're really doing is giving token support for everything Barack wants to do by granting him congressional authority. First off, they have no authority to even do that, sir.
That's right. The Constitution does not allow Congress to delegate authority, which the Constitution says resides in the Congress.
So, you know, I don't know, but I'm very, very, very disappointed. Now, Judicial Watch reporting that Mexican authorities claim to have an ISIS camp just a little bit from El Paso, Texas. So in the country of Mexico, just across the border, there's an ISIS camp. Now, again, we spend literally billions of dollars to help the Mexican drug cartels. I'm not sure if it's to stop them or fund them. It depends on who you talk to, and it depends on which time of day. It really tends to be both. But now we got an ISIS camp there, so we can work real hard in Iraq and Afghanistan and everywhere else and ignore the creation of and the existence of. They claim to have learned of an ISIS camp right across our border. We'll get into that as the broadcast unfolds in more detail. Rand Paul, as president, says, I'll get the IRS out of your life. Ted Cruz says he'll abolish the IRS. A wise listener, though, TZ emailed in, Lowell, and I want to pick your brain on this. He said, hey, you know what? As long as we get the Federal Reserve, they're not going to get rid of the IRS. It's not even possible. Your thoughts?
Well, you know, that is not something the president has authority to do. I mean, he can refuse to spend money that's been allocated or apportioned for him, but he cannot, he is not the legislating body in the national government that obviously the Congress is.
Yeah, but he might be able to say, hey, the reason I'll get the IRS out of your life is because I'm telling you right now that I'm going to browbeat Congress over this. I'm not going to enforce it. I'm going to basically sign an executive order that says they shall not spend money on unconstitutional programs. Even though he may not be able to shut down the IRS, there is quite a bit he could do, right?
Well, I think there's a few things he can do. He can be less aggressive. But, I mean, remember, Sam, the role of the executive arm of government is to enforce the law that's created by the Congress. Now, he has the power to veto legislation that the current Congress passes. But in my opinion, he doesn't have the authority to ignore laws that Congress has passed previous to now.
Yeah, but he has the authority to ignore unconstitutional laws, though.
Now, that is the point in which we both agree 100%. If the law is, in his perspective, in his view, unconstitutional, then absolutely right. He should not be enforcing unconstitutional laws. And since most of what everything Congress does, 99% of what they do, is unconstitutional, he would have a target-rich environment of laws he could ignore and refuse to enforce because of their unconstitutionality.
There's no doubt about that. And one of the big debates right now for all the patriots who believe the income taxes are unconstitutional, what happens is if you're a tax protester, and I am in the sense that I'm against it, and I stand against it, and I'll do everything I can within the law to get rid of it. I don't believe in just not paying my taxes, though. But nevertheless, the reason I bring this up is the people who have pushed the envelope on this, Joe Banister being one of the great ones who really has a handle on the truth on this. The bottom line is the courts won't decide. They say it's a congressional issue. The Congress says we won't decide. That's for the courts to decide. And they're playing games in this no man's land. And that's where the president could really take the gloves off and say, brethren, you will decide this and you'll decide this now. Or I'm telling you right now, by executive order, I'm rejecting your unconstitutionality. And if you're not careful, I might sue Congress over this nebulous abuse of the public going on here, where no one will decide. You say that it's the courts, but yet you've supposedly either created the law or you haven't. All right? You're not going to have it both ways, and I'm not going to tolerate your fuzzy stuff. We're not doing that. All right. Anyway, that's hour one of Friday's broadcast. Hour two, we had a guest on, Mr. Pat Choate. And we talked about constitutional checks and balances seem to be in the crosshairs with this latest fast-track trade authority, ladies and gentlemen. Do we dare call it treason when congressional representatives flat out want to give the president their authority and power without authority? In other words, they don't even have authority to delegate their responsibilities to another. This patent bill, it's called the Patent Law Reform Bill, if you will. That's the nickname for it. But it will stifle innovation, says Pat Choate. It's criminal. It's a serious problem. Do you know what the, it's called the PTAB court. PTAB. And basically what it is, it's kind of like the FISA courts. It's another judge, jury, and executioner kind of court. It's disaster. The real question is, does crime pay? And sadly, the answer is yes. Can this be stopped? Pat Choate says yes. It'll take a lot of work from the American people. It'll take some education and some involvement, but it can be stopped. With that quick summary, what do you think? Lol, this it's kind of like creating a PTAB court. It's kind of like the FISA courts or the IRS courts. They're just creating these new courts that violate the opportunity for someone to go to a jury, sir.
Yeah, anytime government gets involved, meddles further into what's going on, I generally think that's a bad thing. And, you know, that was the first I'd heard about the PTAB court. But, yeah, I tend to side with Pat on this. He studied it, I have not. He's delved into it deeply enough to know that it's going to stifle innovation. Then I believe that's probably the case, because that's generally what big government does. The more they get involved, the worse the situation gets.
Is it treasonous for a congressional representative to vote to delegate their authority to the president or give him, I don't know what you call it, permanent power on loan, if that's a term? Yeah. It's treasonous, isn't it?
Yeah, I think it is. And the reason, it goes back to the Bush years, just a couple of the presidents ago, when, you know, the Congress gave to Bush the authority to move ahead with war. They said, you know, we don't want to make the decision. We don't want to pull the trigger. We don't want to exercise the authority granted to us and only us in the Constitution, the war-making power. We'll go ahead and we'll delegate that to the president. Let him make the decision if he sees fit to move forward with it. And to me, that is treasonous. That is not something Congress should be doing. because they and they alone have the war-making power. The Constitution specifically says they have it, and it doesn't say they can delegate it. And the reason the framers gave them the power and determined that they should retain it is so that war-making power stays close to the people, you and me, citizens, Sam, the citizens of this country, who would bear the brunt of a war if a war were declared. And so, yeah, I agree that the Congress should not be delegating powers which they alone should hold.
So let me get this straight then. We push really hard and we get a great Republican resurgence, almost a landslide, a mandate from the people to say, hey, return America to its constitutional roots. And what do? Coming out of the gate just 100 days after, they virtually power with the president to commit treason. Let's talk about that and then war in seconds with Lil Nelson on your radio.
If you want to experience the great outdoors in comfort and style, then you need products from Teton Sports. For any of your camping, hiking, or outdoor needs, Teton Sports has top-of-the-line products for any adventure. Our sturdy and lightweight Wilderness 55 backpack has a built-in rain fly and plenty of compartments and pockets, perfect for hiking the mountains or a weekend camping trip. And our zero-degree sleeping bag features Superloft Elite 4-channel hollow fiber insulation for warmth, as well as right and left side zippers to let you zip two Teton bags together. With an adjustable mummy hood and interior storage pockets, our sleeping bags are the best on the market. Teton Sports is all you need for any outdoor adventure. Look for Teton Sports products at Amazon.com, Sportsman Warehouse, or Wholesale Sports. And next time you're preparing for an adventure, think of Teton Sports.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureFect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology, all while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureFect Ultra today by visiting PureFectFilters.com or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821 or visit PureFectFilters.com.
The word vigor is defined in the dictionary as health and strength in body and mind. Do you have enough health and strength in body and mind? Would you like to pursue life with passion? Would you like to know where you stand when it comes to your vigor score? That's right. There's a free scientific test you could take now that'll help you find out what your vigor score is. Then you can do things to improve that score. Did you know that? It's absolutely free, F-R-E-E free. All you got to do is get a hold of Kurt Crosby. You can do so, C-U-R-T, that's Kurt, C-U-R-T, at libertyroundtable.com. Or call Kurt at 801-669-2211. That's 801-669-2211. Would you like to learn about the scientifically proven vigor test? It's free. How would you like to improve your vigor score? Again, inexpensive solutions are available now. Call Kurt Crosby at 801-669-2211. Or Kurt, C-U-R-T, at libertyroundtable.com for your free vigor score test today.
Begging politicians, bureaucrats, and educrats, and all do-gooders to please obey the supreme law of the land, the Constitution. This is Liberty Roundtable.
All right, Lil Nelson with us, ladies and gentlemen, campaignforliberty.org. So, Lowell, the first 100 days, they really accomplished nothing of substance, nothing whatsoever. No. Now, we gave them authority back in 96. They basically said, golly, we're going to take care of business. It's the contract with America. We're going to really fix this thing, golly. And then they said they lost their way. Now, we give them another chance. The first 100 days, they do nothing. And now they come out of the gate. I know there's individuals that are against this. But if they give fast-track trade authority to the president, they've really undermined everything they disagree with him on. And then they furthermore then, in my opinion, as a body, now I know there's exceptions here, let's be fair, but as a body, they virtually commit treason, sir. It's almost as if you feel like we shouldn't even work through the Republican Party anymore. The only problem is there's nowhere to go.
Yeah, you know, the battle is being fought in both parties. It depends which party is the dominant party in whichever state you live. In Utah, yeah, it is the Republican Party. In other states, it's the Democrat Party, and that's where the battle is being fought. And, you know, every liberty-loving American, I believe, has to run to the battle and participate in the fight in whatever way they can. You know, not everybody has to be in the party fighting the battle, but I believe that everybody has a role to play and ought to play a role in the battle for freedom.
I agree. Now, here's the problem. The Republican Party really is a private entity. It's not even part of government. People believe it's part of government. It's not, is it?
Well, it's what many people call quasi-governmental because, you know, the state law, for example, in most states, it mentions parties as the way that people get on the ballot. And so even though it's a private organization, they basically set up a bunch of hoops for private organizations to hop through. And when those private organizations hop through those hoops, then their people can get on the ballot. And so, you know, it's kind of quasi-governmental in that, in fact, some states, like is in Utah, the state will fund the primary.
It's like fascism on steroids.
Yeah. And so, you know, one of the things that I would like to see happen in my state here in Utah is that the state quit funding the primary for the parties. I think if it's a private organization, then the party ought to bear the expense and the effort of conducting its own elections. So, I mean, I think there should be a cleaner break, a cleaner division between parties and government so that the government has less strings to pull, less intervention in the workings of the private organization.
All right. You got the out-of-control fast-track trade deal, which I believe to be treasonous. On top of that now, you've got 20 folks talking about running for president on the Republican ticket. There's only been three that have filed. I believe two of them are not even constitutionally qualified to serve. The only one I believe that's filed that's really constitutionally qualified is Rand Paul. But there's about 20 of them that have made inklings from Carly Fiorina, the HP failed exec, right on down the line to Scott Walker and Chris Christie and the rest of them. The problem is almost every one of them are flat out hawkish. They want more war, not less. They've fallen into this lie that we got to be the world's police. They believe in militarism. They believe in military spending. They believe we somehow can be the world's cop and we can have peace through war. Is that where we're headed as the Republican Party?
Both parties are heading down that road, regardless of which party is in power. As you know, Sam, we continue down this road of militarism abroad and welfareism at home. And it pays occasionally to just look at some of the evidence of this. You know, when we talk about militarism, some people think, oh, you're just making that up. But I'm here to tell you that militarism is alive and well. And it turns out that a lot of the think tanks and the corporations who benefit from spending on military armament are also some of the biggest funders of our congressmen. And so there's a kind of a quid pro, whatever they call it, where, you know, I'll scratch your back if you scratch mine going on. And so the threats to our country are in large part manufactured. They're just fabricated so that these organizations can beat the war drums and say, look, we need more money for better defense against these boogeymen out there. Now, so here's an example. The German government announced this month that it was going to purchase 100 more of Leopard tanks, I guess the latest and greatest in tanks. I don't know much about tanks, but they're going to purchase 100 more of them, which is basically a 45% increase in the country's inventory. Remember that that most governments around the world, they really don't have very large armies. And you look at the amount that the United States spends on defense, military spending, it overwhelms. I mean, you put all the spending of all the rest of the countries put together, doesn't even touch what the United States pays in mili- thing.
Now, it's close to $700 billion a year, right?
It's huge, yeah. And so when Germany talks about purchasing 100 more tanks, I mean, that is a huge investment on their part. It may not seem like it to us because we're used to, you know, 1,000 of this, 1,000 of that. But so they had greatly reduced their inventory of tanks as the Cold War wound down because, you know, there wasn't any threat. Soviet ground invasion, for example. But the German government, here they are, now they want 100 new tanks costing nearly $500 million because they believe that they're telling their people this is necessary in, to be able to respond to Russian assertiveness, in and around our country. Never mind the fact that Russia has neither invaded nor threatened to invade any country in the region of Germany.
In fact, despite Russia's problems, there's more freedom in Russia than we've ever seen in our lifetimes right now.
Exactly right. And so that's the first example of people who are beating the war drums in order to bilk the taxpayers and make them think like they need to spend more on military armament. The second example, Sam, I like to point out is the nuclear bunker under Cheyenne Mountain in Colorado. Basically, they mothballed that after the fall of the Berlin Wall. And so for 20, 25 years, it's just been sitting decrepit. Well, they are bringing it back to life, Sam. The Pentagon has committed nearly $1 billion to upgrade that facility. And guess who is going to be the prime beneficiary of that contract? A company named Raytheon. It is a major financial sponsor of think tanks, you know, like the Institute for the Study of War, which continually churns out pro-war propaganda. And so, that particular think tank is drumming up more war. And so they've convinced Congress, you know, we need to spend $1 billion to bring this underground nuclear bunker back into operation. You never know when we might need that thing.
Now, so, think about that for a minute, ladies and gentlemen. $1 billion to bring this thing back to its, quote, previous Cold War level of operations. I mean, this is like rewinding the clock to before Reagan, right?
Yeah. Kind of crazy, if you ask me. And
but the question is that a, what's the term they use? Is that a harbinger for what's to come? Do they know that, hey, we're going to be cranking up the war machines everywhere and we got to do all this stuff as a, quote, precursor?
Well, you know, I don't doubt the possibility of nuclear strike, even on our country, because it seems to me like we, you know, American government leaders are bending over backwards to disarm, to feign weakness, to do what it takes to appear like an easy target for some country to fire upon us. And, you know, that's a bit of a concern for me, I think, and for other Americans. And so, you know, maybe it's important to have fallout shelters again. I just don't know, Sam.
Even NATO getting a massive upgrade. We'll tell you about it in seconds, ladies and gentlemen. It's unmistakable. They're gearing up for absolute war in the deceptive name of peace. Sam Bushman, Lowell Nelson, campaignforliberty.org on your radio.
Protecting your liberties. You're listening to Liberty News Radio.
Scott Bradley here. Most Americans are painfully aware that the nation is on the wrong track and in dire straits. Unfortunately, most political pundits only nibble around the edges when they claim to address the issues. Even worse, many of the so-called solutions are simply rewarmed servings of what got us into the mess we currently face. And the politicians think we're so gullible and naive that we'll buy their lies that they have reformed and now understand where they led us astray. Unfortunately, the truth of the matter is that they simply wish to continue to hold power. The solution to America's challenges is found in returning to the timeless principles found in the United States Constitution. My book and lecture series will reawaken in Americans an understanding and love of the principles which made this nation the freest, most prosperous, happiest, and most respected nation on earth. Visit topreservethenation.com and order my book and lectures to begin the restoration of this great nation.
Imagine a school where faith and integrity are at its center, where heritage and responsibility instill character, where educating both hearts and minds brings about academic excellence. There is a school in American Fork where character and embracing the providence of a living God are fundamental, where students' national test scores average near the 90th percentile. Based on LDS principles and a love of country, now in our 39th year, American Heritage School is accepting fall enrollment for kindergarten through high school. What would you do for your child? Give them an education that will prepare them for life. Located east of the Temple in American Fork, American Heritage School is a remarkable and affordable alternative. Visit us, find us online, or in the Yellow Pages. American Heritage School in American Fork.
Liberty is not free. Its costs are innumerable. Without monetary funding, the valiant efforts of freedom-loving Americans become diminished or outright defeated. We present a solution, the Give Me Liberty Fund. The plan is quite simple. Invite individual Americans to contribute less than a dollar a day. These monetary funds are used to promote liberty-minded media, organizations, events, candidates, movements, and speakers. In the spirit of transparency, all expenditures are published. Patriotic business owners provide discounted products and services to Give Me Liberty Fund members. Our greatest strength is in numbers. Go to GiveMeLibertyFund.com and become part of the solution today. GiveMeLibertyFund.com. Participate in the peaceful restoration of the greatest and freest country in the world.
With news the networks refuse to use, you are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, Lowell Nelson, campaignforliberty.org, our guest riding shotgun today. Kurt Crosby is not missing in action, ladies and gentlemen. Actually, he's picking up the Copperhead. Good friend of ours, Mr. Matt, the Copperhead, well-known, travel all around the country, citizen reporter, good friend of ours, appears on a lot of radio talk shows. He's making his way to the beautiful Beehive Olympic State of Utah, and we're going to have him on the radio here soon, too. And anyway, all I'm telling you is he's coming to Utah, and Kurt's getting him from the airport and stuff like that. So Kurt's taking care of business, doing the real work behind the scenes to make everything happen. So anyway, Kurt will be with us here shortly as well from the road. Now, the Pentagon has committed nearly $1 billion to upgrading the facility to its Cold War or before the Cold War operations. We're talking about the bunker under Cheyenne Mountain, Colorado. What are they doing? NATO, which should have been shut down after the Cold War ended, I guess it's getting a massively expensive upgrade as well, huh, Lowell?
It sure is, Sam. The Alliance commissioned a new HQ building in Brussels, Belgium in 2010. That's 5 years ago. It's supposed to be completed next year, sometime in 2016. I haven't seen a picture of it, but described here as looking like a hideous claw. And I don't know how you make a building look like a claw, but apparently that's what it looks like. And the final cost of that building is, wait for it, $1 billion, just like the revitalization of the nuclear bunker in Colorado.
And that's double what was projected even, right?
It is, Sam. Twice what they thought it was going to cost. I mean, I guess that's typical in government. You say it's going to cost $10, and you end up costing $20 or $30. NATO is manufacturing, you know, war propaganda with the best of them. You know, because they talking about the Russian threat, and obviously they do that in order to justify their plans for expansion, their plans for a new building. And so forth. So that's those are three cases or evidence, cases in point, where pro-war propaganda precipitates militaristic spending. We thought we mentioned the three examples, one in Germany, one here in Cheyenne Mountain, Colorado, and one in Brussels, Belgium, with NATO.
But all funded by the U.S. taxpayer, which kind of baits the question, who on earth is the enemy? Is it really Russia?
Well, that's what we are led to think.
But they're not my enemies.
Not my enemies either, Sam. You know, I think the real enemy here is the taxpayer. It seems like war is being declared on taxpayers, war upon the middle class Americans more than anybody else. We seem to be the victims in this scenario because every dollar, Sam, and every euro, I'm not talking just about American taxpayers, but, you know, obviously European taxpayers help to fund NATO. Every dollar, every euro spent on one of these contrived threats is a dollar or a euro that's taken out of the real economy and wasted on this military Keynesianism, as Ron Paul calls it. It's a dollar stolen from a small business owner that will not be invested in innovation, such as, you know, research to combating various diseases or donated to charities or whatever. So this is, you know, and one of the biggest lies of our time, one of the most pervasive, dangerous myths of our time is that military spending benefits the economy. You know, I grew up thinking that. I grew up thinking that World War II is what pulled the United States out of the Depression, but that is not true. Nothing could be further from the truth. Such spending benefits a very small group of well-connected, well-paid elites. And it diverts scarce resources from meeting the needs of general population and channels those resources into the manufacture of weapons of war, tools of destruction, things that kill, hurt, maim, and destroy. And these costs are hidden by printing more money, by the central banks loaning more money, and it promotes the destruction of our currency. And it promotes war, which is very detrimental to mankind. So I think these people, these globalists that like war, I think they're afraid that peace might break out, Sam. What would you know? And if peace breaks out, my goodness, they are going to take a dive in their profits of their companies. And so that's why they're trying so hard to scuttle the Iran peace deal. They're trying to nix the thaw of relations with Cuba, and they're drumming up more boogeymen, the Red Scare of Russia, for example, in order to get the people to believe that we need to spend more money on military equipment.
And the sad part is the lies that are being told, and this false, in my opinion, drumbeat of fear-mongering, of terror everywhere. And thus they must do this. And really, most of the terror is manufactured. It's the blowback principle in effect documents the CIA, where when we meddle in everybody's affairs, no doubt they're angry. No doubt they rise up against us. You look at Iraq, and now we basically claim, golly, you got terrorists taking over cities everywhere. Now we have an Al-Qaeda camp or an ISIS camp right on our border in Mexico. Every time they claim that they're fighting these enemies, the enemy gets closer. We're not gaining ground. We're losing ground. And at some point, you can't believe that's by accident.
Right. I think the astute observers of history will tell you over and over, there are no accidents in politics, which means there are no accidents in the things that happen between nations or among nations. And so it is true for the past 50, 60, 70 years, and probably longer, as American interventionism has grown and grown throughout the world, the situations around the world have become increasingly worse. And you're right, we go into countries, we intervene, destabilizes the situation, and end up getting worse people in there. You know,
engenders hatred everywhere.
Yeah, and so you have to think that, you know, it's not the common man that wants war. It, you know, we want peace. Our families, we want peace, prosperity, and freedom. And yet it's the U.S., it's the government, not just the U.S. government, but governments all over the world that foment war in order to line their own pockets with lucrative contracts.
Now, it is true that the average common man does not want war and is not a warmonger. However, the average man can be indoctrinated into falsely believing, if they're propagandized enough, if you tell lies to the mainstream press long enough, to believe that they have to go to war or the threat is imminent, that they're really trying to protect themselves. If you can perpetuate that lie long enough, then the American people may just go for it.
Well, and I want to chastise the people of Utah particularly, by the way, because we in Utah predominantly are of the LDS faith. And I am a member of that religion. I absolutely believe in the LDS gospel. And one of our prophets, Spencer W. Kimball, chastised the LDS people in strong language, saying, "We are warlike people." And what he would, and then he spent a whole conference talking about the armament that we build up, the gods of steel and glass that we build and the bombs that we make. And it's a sad commentary on this people when we are so accepting of war, when we are so gullible to believe the war drums that beat, and we are so supportive of our interventionist foreign policy. Sam, we need to change that. We need
to believe in the scriptural accounts that are biblical and otherwise that talk about, look, when you keep the commandments of God, you're protected, and war is not your lot. When you violate the commandments of God, when you're an immoral people, war seems to be your constant companion. Isn't that reality?
Oh, that's exactly what's reality. And we learned from the Book of Mormon that we shouldn't go out into the mountains seeking to kill the secret combinations, right? And yet, where are we? We are not defending our homeland. We are out in well over 200 countries seeking military intervention and military solutions to problems which could be solved, I believe, by diplomatic action instead of military violence.
Or a lot of times these problems don't even need to be solved by us. They can be solved by the countries who are involved. You know, we don't need to really worry about some of those things. All right, speaking of the immorality in America, the war issue is a serious problem. We stand for peace. We stand for less war. We stand to defund the military-industrial complex. Sure, we want to defend America. We're not isolationists, but we need to be very frugal and very appropriate about how we accomplish that. But when I talk about the immorality of the nation, we'll document that here in seconds. Ladies and gentlemen, who's the real enemy? And sometimes it ends up being ourselves or our own society. The founders believed that if America would ever be destroyed, it would be from within. We'll talk more in seconds. Lowell Nelson, campaignforliberty.org.
Hello, everyone. James Edwards here. Are you sick and tired of liberals and race hustlers and the media calling you a racist just because you oppose Obama's policies? Well, my friend, those days are over. After you read Racism Schmacism, you'll never again fear being called the R word. I invite you to discover why every conservative in America needs a copy of my explosive new book. Racism Schmacism has received much critical acclaim and will equip you with the key to unlock their socio-political nuclear bomb once and for all. Order your copy today by visiting the official website of the Political Cesspool radio program, thepoliticalcesspool.org. Proceeds of each sale go to help keeping our award-winning show on the air, and they make great gifts for your conservative friend or family member. Buy Racism Schmacism today at www.thepoliticalcesspool.org.
Hi, it's Joyce Riley with the Power Hour. There's something really fun and exciting about discovering products that make life more pleasant and enjoyable. Well, Miracle 2 soaps definitely fit that description. The shelves at the supermarket are packed with soaps and cleansers that are full of chemicals that slowly destroy our health and the environment. Miracle 2 products are all natural, like the green soap that can replace your bath, laundry, household soaps, and cleaning products. And please try Miracle 2's skin lotion. It's quickly absorbed and not greasy like all those other mass-produced lotions. Miracle 2 moisturizer is full of fabulous oils and emollients that leave the skin healthy and baby soft. I guarantee after you discover how amazing Miracle 2 products are, you'll recommend them to everyone you know. Just call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or visit thepowermall.com. You'll learn why so many people say it's not just soap, it's a miracle.
A backpack is more than just a bag, it's a statement. Whether you're a student or a professional, are traveling the world or commuting to work, Teton Sports offers a wide variety of backpacks, each of which is lightweight and durable. The book bag backpacks weigh only 1.5 pounds and come in solid pink, blue, red, or black. The session bags have eye-catching designs, adding a touch of style in pink and white or in black. Each is great for kids or adults who need a versatile, resilient, and eye-catching bag. The professional and the executive are sleek, sturdy backpacks with numerous uses. Whether you're hiking in the mountains or packing for an important business trip, these bags have plenty of room. Not only are the backpacks comfortable and lightweight, but they're large enough to fill all your needs. Teton Sports also offers sleeping bags, duffels, tents, cots, camp pads, and more to ensure a quality outdoor experience. Look for Teton Sports products at Amazon.com, Sportsman's Warehouse, Dick's Sporting Goods, Wholesale Sports, or visit TetonSports.com.
Promoting God, family, and country. You are listening to Liberty Roundtable Radio.
This highlights the immorality of our people, ladies and gentlemen. We've fallen for the lie that to protect ourselves from the boogeyman everywhere, we're going to have war everywhere. We got to fund war to the nth degree and be a warlike people. Tragic in the sight of God. But then it gets worse on the security side to keep ourselves safe. We've simply allowed bureaucrats and professional do-gooders at the TSA to violate one of our most fundamental rights, which is to our own bodies. Lol?
Well, that's right, Sam. And this story actually answers some questions. In ever since the TSA began screening people at airports, we began hearing these stories about how attractive women were always singled out for pat-down searches. And I believe that they probably were, but I didn't know how or why that was being done. Well, I knew why, I guess, because they are attractive and but I didn't know the mechanics of it. This story that I'm going to tell you about, it illuminates and it illustrates how that works. This story came out from CBS Denver, discovered there at the Denver International Airport, where TSA agents who were purposely manipulating the screening process of attractive men so that agents could fondle them. According to law enforcement reports obtained during the CBS 4 investigation, a male TSA screener told a female colleague in 2014, that's just last year, that he gropes male passengers who come through the screening area at Denver International Airport. Quote, he related that when a male he finds attractive comes to be screened by the scanning machine, he will alert another TSA screener to indicate to the scanning computer that the party being scanned is a female.
Now here's the deal. A female is the one that approved it as well.
Yeah. And so when the screener does this, the scanning machine will indicate an anomaly in the genital area, and this allows the male TSA screener then to conduct the pat-down search. And so, I mean, this is just totally off the wall. I can't believe people, are doing this, but it does show the immorality of our citizenry, Sam. But
it also underscores the need to flat-out shut this down.
Absolutely. There's no love lost between the Campaign for Liberty and the TSA.
But this is an example, though, where the Republicans really, this should be taking them about 5 minutes to defund and shut it down. But again, they claim they're against it, but I submit they're really for it.
Yeah, because it's such a, it has so many jobs attached to it. I mean, and for other reasons, they've got to keep it up. They've got to keep up the pretense that we're in danger, some boogeyman. We need to spend for military armaments. And we need to protect ourselves by employing the TSA to screen out the bad guys at the airport. It's just ludicrous, Sam. And so anyway, I find this interesting story. And if male screeners can do that in order to grope males, then it's also quite likely that female screeners do that in a similar way so that they can grope female passengers. And maybe that explains why the more attractive males and females often get groped, get their pat downs at the airport because of people who just, I guess, like that kind of thing.
Now, The sad part about this is there are a lot of professional TSA agents who mean well, who believe they're protecting America, who believe they're really for security, etc. The sad part is that we need to understand it doesn't matter how legitimate the threat is. This is not the way to go about it.
Well, and Israel's been dealing with terrorism for decades longer than we have here in the United States. And Israel, they do a much better job. They use dogs. They use profiling. They watch people as they come in and go through, but they do it in an unobtrusive way. I mean, basically, you can get on an airline in Israel and think, my goodness, I wasn't screened at all, when in reality, you were screened several times as you went through the lines, got your tickets, checked your bags, entered the lines to get. I mean, they had dogs watching you. They had professionals. Profilers watching you, and we could learn a lot from Israel if we just would do it.
Yeah, but how are we going to make the whole nation pornography nation if we do that?
Yeah, exactly right.
See, how are we going to promote the gay and lesbian agenda if we do that? See, they got other agendas at work here, and that's what's so disappointing about the Republican Congress, who claims they're against these things, but they're not really at all. Lol, they're really not. Now, I know that there's a few individuals that are Republicans that are. Rand Paul certainly is, you know, Justin Amash, several others, Steve Stockman, who now is not in Congress. There's a few people that aren't really for this stuff that would really like to stop it. But the masses, the majority, the insiders, the control freaks of the Republican Party, they're really all for this. They love it. They can't get enough of it. And you could say, Sam, that isn't true. And my response is, the proof is in the pudding, guys.
Yeah, you have to look at their actions, not at their words. Of course they're going to deny you know, the claim that they are for this. Of course they're going to say, oh, we fight this every day back in Washington. It's so filthy back here. We fight it every day, tooth and nail. Well, yeah, you got to look at their actions. And if their actions over a period of time evince a certain pattern, then that's what you believe. And that's obviously the pattern that has surfaced. Is that they are unwilling to defund the TSA, therefore they must like the TSA.
And they certainly are in support of it, no matter what they say. You know, it's kind of like the road to hell is paved with good intentions. Even if you, quote, mean well, unless you have the guts to stand up and demand accountability somewhere. All right, there you have it. Now, there is one piece of good news that I want to end the show on, lol, and that is the Death Tax Repeal Act. Now, this death tax has been in place. This pernicious temporary tax, as you wisely wrote, Lowell, was forced upon the American people in 1916 to deal with the First World War. Four times did they have a temporary tax for wartime, quote, so to speak. Every time they repealed it, this time it stuck. Now you got a death tax going on. But for the first time in our lifetimes, really, I know you say for the first time in a decade, but this is the first real time they've actually put together a plan maybe to get rid of it, huh?
That's right, Sam. It passed 240 votes to 179, so roughly 180. That's a difference of 60 votes there. So, you know, that was encouraging. The House demonstrating that they are willing to throw away the death tax. You know, the interesting thing is the death tax really doesn't result in very much revenue, you know, for the government. And it is, aside from being a form of double taxation, it's really a bad revenue raiser, and worse than that is the economic harm it does. I mean, it prevents family farms and businesses from being passed down to children, and they end up having to, you know, basically sell their estate to pay their taxes, the death tax. And so none of this.
But you know what? The most abusive part of this is, again, the founders are very against direct taxation, Lowell. And, you know, of all the taxes, this is probably one of the most direct, in-your-face, attack-the-family taxes we have.
You're exactly right, Sam. You know, property tax is onerous. Income tax on an activity is regressive, meaning it stifles the will to work. I mean, just taxes are bad in general, Sam. There's really no good tax. But the founders probably had the best approach with tariffs. That's how they funded government in the beginning.
Then apportionment taxes appropriately based on the census, uh-huh. I'm sorry. Apportionment from the states is appropriate too. It's indirect.
Yep. And so we need to get back to that. Of course, we're not going to get back there in a day, but incrementally, perhaps we can do so by rejecting what Frederick Bastiat called legal plunder. Basically, when a government says it's okay to tax something, then it becomes legal to plunder, to rob from your neighbor, rob from the people. But, yeah, we need to get away from that, Sam, and the sooner we do so, the sooner we can begin enjoying the blessings of peace and prosperity that the founders sacrificed so much for that we might have.
Well, and it's going to be like health care, though, if they vote against it to shut it down the first few times, I'm going to give them credit and support. If they do it 40 times without defunding something or without demanding accountability with finances, which that's where the purse strings, that's where the real accountability comes. If they just pass it over and over and over, knowing full well it won't hit the Senate and won't really have muster to be veto-proof, and they keep talking about it and doing it, but yet there's no real accountability action, at some point I'll get critical of them over it and say, you know what, it's a farce.
And, well, you should. I don't know how far this is going to go in the Senate, but...
We're going to hope, and we're going to work on it, and we're going to see how far. That's the answer.
Absolutely.
We're going to do our best, right?
Absolutely right. And so make sure your senator knows that you want him or her to support H.R. 1105. That number again is H.R. 1105, which passed the House last week. It'll soon be in the Senate. It's called the Death Tax Repeal Act. Call your senator. Make sure he or she knows you want him or her to support that tax act, that tax repeal, sorry, that Death Tax Repeal Act.
The point is, ladies and gentlemen, we do not believe death to be a taxable event. It's tragic enough for the family as it is. Last thing we need to do is use that as a way to strip Americans of their money and put it in the hands of out-of-control bureaucrats. The last 20 seconds are yours, Lowell.
Well, thank you, Sam. It's always a pleasure to be on your show. Once again, this is the party or county party organizing convention season. Iron County had great wins last week, 2 weeks ago, and the Utah County met last Saturday, and we had great wins there. Every seat filled by liberty-loving patriots. Make it happen in your county, folks. Make it happen.
CampaignForLiberty.org. Thank you, Lowell.
You're welcome. Thank you.
There he goes. Always doing a tremendous job. Becky Akers coming up in seconds. Kurt Crosby with the copperhead in his car coming up in seconds. Hour one of the can, hour two coming up. Would you like to turn your phone into a radio? Smile and dial 712-432-5339. It's free and available now. 712-432-5339. With the grace of the Almighty, we can restore America. Are you going to help? LibertyRoundtable.com. This nation shall endure.